σε Ριφίλου Μπακανιάνη. 1702.
15 minutes past 6 on this Saturday, the 24th of September, and it's Heritage Day, of course, as we all celebrate. Right now on Weekend Breakfast, we're talking things pertaining to our health and our wellness. A new study has found that excessive blue light exposure from smartphones, TVs and computer screens may impact basic cellular function as well as accelerate aging. Now, the study was published in the Frontiers of Aging and discovered highly elevated levels of important metabolites, which we will get an understanding of that phrase, chemicals essential for cells to function correctly in fruit flies exposed to blue light for 14 days, suggesting impairments in energy production and signs of neurodegeneration. But, you know, just to get into the salient points of the study and to help us understand all of this, I'm joined by nutritional consultant and health and wellness expert, Vanessa Asenkau. Vanessa, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
It is a real pleasure. Of course, Vanessa, we often hear about the effects of blue lights from our screens, usually in relation to sleep and the quality of sleep that we have, that we want to have, right? So keep your devices, stay away rather from devices at least an hour before bedtime, just to let your body, your mind sort of settle down, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, this, the blue lights are not conducive to proper rest. At any rate, we're looking at the study and more information coming to light about the fact that blue lights and computer screen may impact basic cellular function and accelerate aging. If you could just give us a very quick sort of breakdown of what we're talking about when we talk about blue light and excessive exposure from smartphones.
Okay, so you actually raised a very fundamental point in that it affects our sleep. So sleep is foundational for optimal health. That's where your body rejuvenates, all the toxic protein that is accumulated in the brain actually gets removed while you sleep. So sleep is foundational. We know that if we don't get adequate sleep, we actually don't regenerate and the body actually doesn't heal adequately. So this is when you talk about cellular health, we're talking about our mitochondria, which is the powerhouses of the cell. And this is why people are doing cold water therapy, high-intensity interval training, so that they can enhance and optimize mitochondrial function, these powerhouses of your cell, of your body.
Yeah.
When you die, you actually have no mitochondria. So that's the death of a human being, is the lack of mitochondria. Mm. So from the age of 35, more or less, we actually have a decline in our mitochondria. So we heal much slower than, say, a five-year-old, our energy declines, etc. So it's very important to optimize our mitochondrial function. Now, sleep is fundamental, as I mentioned, because this optimizes your mitochondria. And the removal of things that cause mitochondrial decline, like the blue light specifically, and even excessive consumption of sugar, carbohydrates. This is why intermittent fasting is so profound, is that it enables the body to enter a very healing phase of autophagy, which means that it breaks down anything that it doesn't need. So this is what people are talking about when they talk about cellular health and accelerated aging. What's happening is that we're actually not getting restorative sleep at night because we are looking at the blue screens. In turn, it's causing excessive eye damage because we are looking at the screen so much, whether it's a laptop, a TV, an iPad, you know, we're constantly on this, on a device. I mean, South Africa ranks fourth in the world for the most time spent on the internet. They about 10 hours and 6 minutes per day. That's what the research shows.
Sure.
And South African youths are spending between the ages of 18 and 26, they check their phones almost 30 times an hour. Now, what this is also impacting our emotional, psychological health, because we are bombarded like never before with an extreme amount of information. So we are overstimulated. So we haven't even got the time to actually process what we're being
All these rabbit holes, essentially, that we keep falling down. And so we're not synthesizing all this information, all this data, rather. We don't necessarily have to call it information because it might not necessarily be useful, right? So we're not synthesizing any of this. Vanessa, just to the point of excessive eye damage, what are we talking about when we talk about, when you mentioned that? The correlation between what's going on with our eyes and the screen. Is it the light specifically, but is it also affecting our sort of depth perception, the fact that we might be holding these things up so close or too close to our eyes, etc.?
Yes, it's multifaceted. So we do know that there's neurodegeneration and degeneration of the eyes because of the blue screen. This is why people wear blue blockers. You can download apps on your phone to dim the, you know, to protect from the blue light specifically. And then, as I mentioned, if you're looking at a screen before you go to sleep, you're not going to get any kind of restorative sleep. So your body is not able to heal as it should.
No worries. You can go ahead and you can go ahead and take a sip of water. I'll just turn you off for a few seconds and cough as well. All right. We're talking excessive blue light exposure and the fact that a new study has shown and found that excessive blue light exposure from our smartphones, from our TVs and computer screens may impact basic cellular function as well as accelerate aging. So we're unpacking all of that with the help of Vanessa since our nutritional consultant and health and wellness expert. If you have any questions for Vanessa, please do give me a call on 011-883-0702. You can also drop me a voice note on 072-702-1702. Vanessa, we carry on our conversation talking about the really profound impact that blue light has on our basic cellular function. And you explained very nicely to us, you know, how it goes down as to that cellular level and, you know, impedes or even retards the functioning of our mitochondria. We have tons of screen time as South Africa, ranking apparently fourth globally in terms of populations that use their phones the most. But we understand now we obviously need to reduce device usage. We need to reduce screen time and light exposure, whether it's those blue blockers, those glasses that are recommended for kids or those apps that you can download for your phone. But how else can we look at diet and lifestyle in terms of making a difference since we are talking about optimizing mitochondrial and cellular function?
So it's recommended that obviously your nutrition is also a part of the foundation of your cellular health. You are made up of what you eat. So my recommendation is always to eat as close to nature as possible. I don't ever recommend specific dietary patterns because this has to be something that you can be consistent with long term and really empower yourself with the correct information of what that means. So it's very important to eat whole foods as close to nature as possible. If you are able to do that, you're 80% there in terms of your nutrition. And what I mean by whole foods is that it's in a natural state. So it's not packaged, it's not processed, it hasn't got a long shelf life, it hasn't got ingredients you can't pronounce. It's very important to eat as close to nature as possible. I believe in supplements because we have a huge amount of stress. We have a huge amount of biological needs that are we've never experienced before. Also, our soil and the way we live depletes the nutrients in our body. So obviously, a supplement, I don't believe we should eat a bad diet and then supplement to compensate.
Sure.
The same way we shouldn't, you know, you can't out-exercise a bad diet. But supplements are essential because they are an adjunct. So they assist you in supplementing and optimizing your health through specific pathways in the body. So omega-3, for example, is absolutely necessary for brain, for, you know, to regenerate the body, for mood, for healthy, to optimize healthy fat levels in the body, which is how your brain functions best. And then basic things that everyone should test for if they are low in energy is test for example, your magnesium levels, your vitamin D levels. Despite living in a very sunny country, South Africans are very deficient in vitamin D, and this is an essential hormone in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And just your B12 levels because we are so stressed and very overwhelmed, and a lot of people are very anxious. You know, they have a lot of mental overwhelm, and it's very important to be able to supplement specific needs in the body. But with regards to neurodegeneration and the fact that your mitochondria are at a decline, I always recommend omega-3 because it's been based, the clinical research on omega-3 is just incredible for your eye health, your mental health, your body's ability to stay lubricated, which is very important as well. And obviously reducing inflammation, because we know inflammation is at the root cause of just about every illness.
Sure. Let me stop you right there, Vanessa, and talk to us about how you recommend we find a product of a quality product and a product of integrity when we're shopping for those omega-3s, because there's a proliferation of so-called supplements, but how to understand that this one actually delivers on what it is promising.
Okay, so what I do is I will always contact the company when it comes to omega-3 or any supplement. They should be able to give you a certificate of analysis so that you can ascertain exactly if it's being produced in a very highly reputable facility, GMP certified, which means that it's got every claim that product makes, they can back up scientifically. Mm-hmm. Most of all, when you're taking an omega-3, now we know how toxic our oceans are, the product needs to be tested for purity and that it comes from a sustainable source. So there's something called the TOTOX score, which they use to determine the best quality omega-3s. And the company has to have a good TOTOX score to be able to make the claims that it has been tested for purity and comes from a sustainable source. Those are very, very important. Because remember, any supplement you take, especially if it's a fish oil, if it's contaminated, or rancid or old or anything like that,
sure,
you're going to be consuming that. So it's very important that you as a consumer are able to contact the company and they are able to give you the correct information when it comes to the purity and quality of the fish oil.
Okay,
so fantastic. We have different ranges of pricing, etc., but that's very, very important that you do make sure that you have a good quality omega-3. I can't emphasize that enough.
All right, lovely. Vanessa, products such as those blue light reduction glasses, how do they work? How effectively do they work?
They do block out the blue light, and they do cause less damage to the retina of the eye. So it does assist on that level. My concern is that if you're lying in bed with the app or the blue blockers, then you are still not going to produce melatonin. So in a natural state, melatonin it starts getting produced when the sun sets. So if we had, lived primally, we would produce adequate melatonin the minute the sun sets.
Mm.
Because of modern living, we are in bright light until we go to sleep. So
sure,
your body doesn't even produce, and melatonin is fundamental because that, the people are actually supplementing with melatonin so that they can sleep. And sleep is a huge, huge issue. Most people do not, they can fall asleep and then wake up, or they can't fall. There's so many things with sleep. I see it all the time. So the overstimulation of inflammation that you are taking in before bed, whether it be the news or looking at Instagram and then, not feeling good about your life because of what everyone else is posting, and then you go to sleep, it's not a good state of mind to go to sleep in. So there's many factors, but it does protect you against the degeneration of the eyes 100%.
All right. So that's one way to go about it. In general, families do need to reduce their time on devices, and this all just squares the circle of improving sleep, improving mental health, and getting adequate rest, and optimizing mitochondrial or cellular function.
Yes. So, those things sound like so basic, right? But if we had to go back to basics in terms of getting good restorative sleep, sitting together at a table, having a meal, talking to one another, perhaps playing games, because this is very good for your cognitive function,
mm-hmm,
versus on the devices, looking at games, looking at Instagram. I mean, you can do it, but just not all the time. And unfortunately, there's an emerging arena of mental health related to addiction based on these things. So we need to be more conscious around how we live our lives. Children are spending less time in nature and more time, on their devices.
Sure.
And this is not healthy, not only for your physical health, but your mental health, your emotional well-being, etc. So we just need to go back to basics. Spend more time in nature. Eat a whole food diet. As the sun sets, it's very important to set your circadian rhythm so that you are able to get restorative sleep. So dim the lights. You know, we have load shedding, so candles are great. And then you will actually find that the amount of mental overwhelm that you have by getting off the device will radically transform your life. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to go back to writing letters, reading books, you know, all these things that are very basic, but they really, really make a difference, because what we're currently doing is increasing our anxiety levels, affecting our mental health, and affecting our physical health. Many people eat while they're on their laptop or on their devices. They're not chewing their food. They're not even conscious of how much they're eating when they're eating. You know, it's affecting many aspects of our health. So it is something we need to be aware of.
It's going to leave it right there. Vanessa Asensal, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. Vanessa is a nutritional consultant and health and wellness expert.